just in time for Oshkosh, a presidential TFR. Meet Lance Air's new CFO. And proponents of the F-22 lose another round. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, July 23rd, 2009. As if making a VFR flight into Oshkosh this weekend isn't challenging enough, now there's a presidential TFR in effect for the Chicago area. Actually, four of them. The main one is called Area A, with a radius of 30 miles, centered on a point 18.5 miles from the Northbrook VOR on the 155-degree radial. It's in effect today from 4 to 9 p.m. Three smaller TFRs will be in effect at various times, so make sure to check NOTAMs before transiting the Chicago area. Lance Air International has a new chief operating officer. Thomas A. Bowen started on Monday and reports to President and CEO Joseph Bartels. The company says Bowen's responsibilities will center on managing operations, including identifying future product opportunities, product positioning, and growing the company through the development of innovative products like the newly announced Evolution line. Among the lines on his resume, Bowen served as VP of Engineering and Strategic Programs for the former Columbia Aircraft Company. The Columbia 400, now known as the Cessna Corvallis 400TT, was the most successful of the aircraft developed by Columbia. Stratus Aircraft has reached the point in the development of its Stratus 714 Very Light Personal Jet that it's ready to start taking customer deposits. Anxious to avoid any resemblance to recent situations in which depositors on new aircraft lost their money, Stratus has launched what it calls the Assurance Deposit Program. In a nutshell, deposits will be held in an interest-bearing escrow account with Wells Fargo, where the funds remain secure until applied to a progress payment that's made after a formal aircraft purchase agreement has been signed. Kevin Jordan, chief sales officer at Stratus, explains, quote, "When you order a new Stratus 714, you don't part with your money. You simply move it to an interest-bearing account for future use. It's liquid and it's refundable," unquote. A similar escrow system has been used by Icon Aircraft for customers securing delivery positions for the A5 Light Sport Amphibian. Demonstrating qualified customer demand is often helpful in securing investment, and nothing talks like money in the bank. The Stratus 714 promises four passengers 400 knots at 41,000 feet with a 1,500 nautical mile range. Proponents of continued production of the F-22 Raptor have lost a round in the fight. The U.S. Senate apparently takes President Obama's veto threat seriously and has stripped $1.75 billion meant to sustain F-22 production from a defense appropriations bill. Both the President and Defense Secretary Robert Gates say more F-22s are not needed. CNN reports that the vote was not along traditional party lines, with support for the funding coming from members of both parties with jobs at risk in their states. The House has a version of the bill moving which would still fund continued Raptor production. That'll create an issue that'll have to be solved in conference. Up next on ANN, ATA says demand for airline seats is still weak. Delta's big loss is still better than last year's. And Continental Airlines still wants its Dreamliners whenever they're ready. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4 for Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. The Air Transport Association of America reports that passenger revenue among its member airlines fell 26% in June compared to a year earlier. That's the eighth down month in a row, a trend blamed on the recession and fears of a swine flu pandemic. Compounding the softening demand for passenger travel was a decline in revenue ton miles of 20% year-over-year on the cargo side in May. That's the 10th straight down month for cargo. ATA President James May observes, quote, despite extreme price discounting, June data reflect ongoing weakness in demand for air travel. The airline industry remains fragile as this country continues to suffer from the worst recession since the 1930s, unquote. Delta Airlines reports a second quarter loss of $257 million. It sounds awful, but it's actually a huge improvement from last year's billion-dollar Q2 loss. Delta says the loss of 31 cents per share includes losses of $390 million in fuel hedges and $58 million in losses associated with the Northwest merger. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports Delta Chief Financial Officer Hank Halter memoed employees saying, quote, we are not planning for any meaningful recovery in the coming months and no longer expect to be profitable this year. While we can make no guarantees in the current environment, our goal continues to be to avoid involuntary furloughs of frontline employees, unquote. AirTran Holdings, which, like Delta, is based in Atlanta, reports its second quarter revenue fell almost 13%, but the company still managed a second quarter profit of $78.4 million. Reuters reports that in the same period last year, the company lost almost $15 million. AirTran CFO Arne Haack says the company's quarterly results, quote, continue to reflect the rewards of the many difficult decisions we made as a company last year, unquote. Among those difficult decisions was the elimination of 480 positions, although by early this year, the airline was back in hiring mode. Haack added, quote, the combination of reduced capacity, lower fuel prices, and the lowest cost structure of any major airline allows us to compete effectively, unquote. Echoing a statement made a few days ago by United that it intends to accept deliveries of new Boeing 737s on order, Continental Airlines now says it remains committed to its orders for the 787 Dreamliner, despite the economic downturn. Continental has 25 of the new planes on order. CEO Larry Kellner tells TheStreet.com, quote, fuel prices, while down, are still higher than in 2004 when we ordered. It's a very efficient aircraft. We have a lot of international growth opportunities out of Newark and Houston, unquote. The first of Continental's 787s are scheduled for delivery in 2011. That number is subject to change when Boeing announces its new Dreamliner certification and delivery timetable. Still ahead, how's this for green? 30 mpg at 127 mph. Boeing reports a jump in second quarter earnings. And here's one guy who's found a way to keep his airline seats sold out. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin Wass GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. Lots of new cars can get 30 miles per gallon on a road trip these days, but not while averaging 127 miles per hour. Teledyne Continental Motors is touting the results of a recent fuel consumption test using an IOF 240 FADEC engine in a Diamond DA20. Pilot Tim Kenny flew a 678 nautical mile round trip from Mobile Downtown Airport in Alabama to Craig Municipal Airport in Jacksonville, Florida. On the outbound leg, he logged 30.7 mpg. On the return, he was vectored around thunderstorms and had to make several altitude changes and still got 24.4 mpg for the trip as a whole. TCM's FADEC allows single-level power control with mixture optimized automatically. It also provides data for performance analysis to allow more efficient maintenance. TCM President Rhett Ross called Kenny's demo flight, quote, another example of Continental Motors' commitment towards advancing modern engine technology without compromising owner economy, unquote. Here's a bit of good economic news from Boeing. The Associated Press reports the company's second quarter report shows earnings up 17% from the same quarter in 2008 due to higher defense sales and lower costs. Revenue rose 1% year-to-year, while earnings jumped to $998 million U.S., or $1.41 per share. That's up from $852 million, or $1.16 a share in 2008. Boeing also told investors it will announce a new test and delivery schedule for the 787 Dreamliner during the third quarter. And finally today, while some airlines are being forced to offer deep discounts to fill seats on their flights this summer, the operator of one Ilyushin 18 turboprop airliner reports the plane is sold out for the next 2 months, and service doesn't even start until August 1st. So what is Ben Tation's secret? The plane isn't flying. It's been converted into a five-star hotel suite, parked at the end of a runway at an airport in Amsterdam. ABC News reports the Dutch entrepreneur spent the equivalent of $640,000 U.S. to turn the plane into a suite that includes a whirlpool, infrared sauna, flat-screen TVs, meeting space for up to 15 people, and a kitchenette. One thing it shares in common with many of today's flying airliners, it's also equipped with Wi-Fi. In answer to the obvious question about the noisy location, Tation says Tegel Airport is closed to operations at night, so not a problem. In case you're thinking this is something only the rich and famous could do, the nightly rate is only $500 U.S. That makes it cheaper than my round-trip flight to Oshkosh from Salt Lake City with two checked bags on a major airline. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is veteran airshow performer Bud Granley. I'll ask Bud how air shows have changed since he started performing in 1960 and what he thinks performers will be flying in years to come. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCast. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.